It's Easter weekend, 2017.
Well, we're on the pier at Mararoti and the Tory Island Ferry's just pulled in.
Kieran Devaney is on a pier in Donegal getting on a ferry.
There's everything going on board. Cases of lemonade, cases of beer. There's even a band complete with drums, guitars. There's about 50 or 60 people here. A lot of islanders and a lot of tourists.
He's paying a visit to his friend, the King.
Patsy Dan, the King of Tory Island, his daughter Bria is having his birthday party, so there'll be a big ceilidh tomorrow, and I'm invited.
Kieran grew up in Liverpool and was a television producer in England before returning to his family's roots in Sligo. That led him to become a regular visitor to Tory Island and to a friendship with the man who may well be the last King of Ireland.
The scenery is absolutely fantastic. Mararoti Beach is stretching over on one side. Behind that, the Sugarloaf Mountain, the hills of Donegal, and out to sea, Tory Island, about 9 miles off the coast. Next stop after that is New York.
Patsy Dan Rogers has ruled this tiny kingdom for almost a quarter of a century. It's not a hereditary title. He was elected by the people of Tory, who can trace an unbroken lineage back to St. Colum Kill, who, it said, granted the first title to an islander in the 5th century. Since then, led by their kings, and in at least one case a queen, the islanders have seen off Vikings, marauding pirates and invaders from the mainland. Even on relatively calm days, it can be a challenging crossing.
Now that's a bit more comfortable now, we're almost ashore.
The ferry is the islanders' lifeline.
Just putting the fenders out now and we'll be coming alongside the quay very shortly.
In the harsh winter gales, they can be cut off for weeks.
I'm just looking to see whether I can see Patsy Dan, he should be there to meet us.
Most days when the ferry gets in, the King is waiting to greet the arrivals.
I don't see him at all.
But not today.
Just worry where he is. He meets most of the ferries coming in. It's just very unusual not to see him. But I'm sure we'll track him down. There's not that many places to hide.
Kieran sets off to find his friend Patsy Dan. It shouldn't be hard. The island is small, 1 mile wide by 2 miles long. Looks a bit like a giant battleship with its stern pointing towards Ireland and its bow facing out into the wild Atlantic.
And this is the main centre of what they call West Town. Over there's the shop and post office. There's a health centre there and a school. And really that's about it, just a few cottages and a graveyard. Now we need to turn left here. Thank you. Where's Patsy?
Sorry?
Is he in?
I'm not too sure. It's hard to know where he is.
This is the King's Palace. See the sign here, Patsy Dan Rogers, the King of Tory, celebrating 45 years as a primitive artist. We'll learn more about his art later on. He's flying the pirate's flag. Tory is actually Irish for pirate. That's where the name comes from. Nothing to do with the Conservative Party in Britain. And he's got the Irish flag up and the harp flying over there. But we'll go and see if he's in.
The door to the King's house is always open. Kieran is a welcome visitor.
Oh, hello.
Hello, how are you?
Not too bad, yourself? You're looking well.
That's Patsy's wife, Kathleen.
So she's turning you a cup of tea. Cold after coming over the ferry.
Only just made the ferry. Mm.
But there's no sign of Patsy.
Hello, can't you want to?
A quick phone call from Kathleen solves the mystery.
Tell Kieran and Chow Master.
It turns out Patsy's car has broken down.
Right. Well, make sure and stay on the road. Not like the last time.
Yeah.
We'll see you later.
Enjoy.
Around 150 people live a precarious existence on the island, which has two villages, West Town and East Town. One tarmacadam road, a church, a lighthouse, and a shop which doubles as a post office. Tory also has a hotel and a social club, and that's where Kieran heads.
Tory Island Social Club, this is the where they hold the ceilidhs and dances, and amazingly, some nights during the summer you can have 20 or 30 musicians here from different parts of Donegal or any different parts of the world. And like most places on Tory Island, the social club doesn't close. I remember being here a couple of months ago and there was a ceilidh on, and they finished at 3 o'clock in the morning because the kids wanted to have the disco afterwards. They have a thing called Tory time. Nobody gets out of bed before about lunchtime.
Hello, hello, hello. My goodness, just here, Carol. Here, are you? The gears are giving up on my car.
Yes, oh no.
Oh, gee, and I had to help to push it out of the way on the main road.
Yes.
I said to myself, wouldn't it be a sad day if the king, God forbid, anything happened to him in his car?
Tory is a Gaeltacht area. Patsy's often thinking in Irish, even when he speaks in English.
It's Gaelic language mostly here, which we are very proud of. And as I say, Antir gan Gaelic, Antir gan Tangi, a country without the Gaelic language is a country without the tongue.
Music is the lifeblood of the island, and at 73 years of age, Patsy Dan has been playing the accordion for longer than he cares to remember. Patsy is a stocky little man. He's wearing his traditional uniform of a neatly ironed white shirt, a striped tie, and a double-breasted navy blue nautical jacket. His ears are adorned with 4 gold earrings, 3 in his left and 1 in his right.
Oh, yeah, lovely, lovely, lovely.
Maintaining traditions on the island is just one aspect of Patsy Dan's role as the king. He's also a figurehead for his people, the people of Tory.
The tradition is every generation would appoint an islander as to become a king. And it's a great tradition altogether. And it's not for me, but for my community and for all visitors to the island.
Throughout the year, the cream of Irish musicians and singers make the journey to Tory from all over the world. Many to be able to say that they have played with the king. But one of this weekend's visitors is no stranger to the island. The singer Sean Kane.
Well, Tory is a kind of a home away from home for me. I've been coming here not too long, maybe in the last year I discovered it. Arrived for my first concert here on the island and discovered the richness of culture and talent that they have on the island, because the young to the old, they all sing and play and dance. They all sing Oscailge, the Shanos Oscailge. They dance the old dances, the Waves of Tory and all the clap dances, they call it. Yeah, there's a great richness in the island. It's a great sense of Ireland, I think, as well. There's a wonderful honesty and openness. I love the islands. There's something, a sense of freedom, I think, for me, when I leave the mainland and I stand on the ferry, it's almost like you can look back and leave the worries and the woes of the world on the pier.
Back across the ocean to my home away from home, I'm glad to be returning, but sad to have to go. I'd like to find a way to be 2 places at one time, but it's easy going back again, but it's hard to say goodbye. I had one bag too many just as I was saying.
It's Saturday afternoon, Easter weekend, and the session that began at midnight on Good Friday is still going strong. Two old friends take a quick break from the session. Patsy wants Kieran to come back to his house. He has a cure for Kieran's laryngitis. But more importantly, he wants to show Kieran a letter he has received. A letter he wants to remain secret for now. As they leave the club, Kieran meets another regular visitor to the island, Mary Ryan.
I come here for the music. My husband plays the whistle and bowron and the mouth organ and Patsy made us very welcome the first time we came here, and himself and my husband shared a lot of tunes. And I do like the islands in general, but there's something welcoming about here, you know. It's just good.
Hello.
Oh, hello.
There's the dog.
Kitter's day.
Yeah, and just we might go on a marriage, so big
to me. Oh, yes, of course. Yeah, that's this is my son, Sean, yes. Okay. Walter, welcome.
The King's Palace is a cosy cottage. A cat is curled up in front of the open fire.
And this is our little dog, Millie.
The walls are lined with family photographs and framed letters from friends.
Ah, this is it now.
What is it, Patsy?
This is the magic bottle.
My voice keeps going.
Yeah, the contents of it is quite strong.
Yes.
And it's called the throat goat.
Patsy sits up on a high-backed ornate mahogany throne, hand-carved in the United Arab Emirates, where they know about royalty.
I'm going to show you now the letter, and this is between ourselves, yes, as you promised, yeah, yeah. Now, Highgrove House, and as you see the symbol of the crown there, and yeah. Dear Mr. Rogers, it was so very kind of you to think of sending both my wife and myself one of your splendid paintings, and...
The letter followed a visit to Donegal in May of 2016 by Prince Charles, who has a connection to Tory Island, through an artist called Derek Hill.
I had heard so much about Tory Island and yourself from Derek Hill, who gave me one or two of his Tory Island
Derek Hill
Island
taught Prince Charles to paint. He'd come to stay in Tory over the years and encouraged Patsy and the islanders to take up painting.
I have always wanted to visit the island. I can only pray, therefore, that in the future I shall be able to return to Donegal and thus fulfil my ambition. So that is absolutely a lovely and a wonderful and a powerful letter. So that will be kept now between ourselves until the visit is over. Yes, yeah, yeah.
You must be very excited about it, Patsy.
Of course, yes, of course we are. It's just a pleasant run, a happy trip for Tory, a happy visit for Tory, and we should keep it at that.
The King has fond memories of Derek Hill.
1956, he came to the island and one Sunday morning was painting down below the chapel after Mass and painting Donegal mountains. And this islander had gone down to see what he was doing and what was his painting like. So Derek Hill said to him, you know, you seem to be interested in my art and what you think. Well, he says, to be honest with you, he says, I think I could do better, he says, than that. And he says, I will send you, he says, art material free, which he did with the other few artists as well as myself for a whole year. And he says, if I'm able to encourage you to paint. And he says, why not? But he says, don't bother your head sending brushes to me. I have a donkey in the field. I cut its tail twice a year and I'll make my own brushes. Thank you.
Patsy is remembering James Dixon, an islander, who along with Patsy and the others became known as the primitive artists of Tory.
A very unique islander. We used to laugh at his paintings at the time. When he became a primitive artist, now he can't buy his work. We are so proud that his work now, 10,000, 15,000, encouraged by Derek Hill, the painting on Tory Island got very well known.
The prospect of the Prince of Wales visiting the King of Tory has to be kept secret for now, for security reasons. But it has lifted the spirits of Patsy, who has been battling illness over the past year.
Well, I went to Dublin and I got sick in a pub and I knew something was wrong. And there, and a half an hour after playing along with musicians, I got very sick. Happened so sudden that I had to go outside and I said to Cathy, geez, I might have to be rushed to hospital or down back to Letterkenny from Dublin in an ambulance. We came down the following day and was worried, of course, and then two powerful doctors said, Patsy, you have cancer and tumours.
What was your reaction?
Well, of course, my goodness knows, you know, of course, tears came to my eyes, of course, you know. I had a very good life and I thank God for it. And I said also, God, I'm a bit lucky, even though I have cancer, that I have no severe pain. And then a serious operation on the 24th of January. And that doctor had given me great hopes after the operation.
Kieran takes his throat remedy and heads off to the pier with Patsy.
Dear Kieran, dear.
Because it's Easter weekend, the ferries are busy.
Oh, yes, there's a crowd on the ferry, yes. So we're there, yeah.
And Patsy's heading down to welcome more visitors to Tory.
Oh, it's nice to be occupied. When I first got the simple honour of the King of Tory, I said to my wife, the least thing I can do on behalf of the community is to go down and welcome now friends and visitors off the ferry. Oh, happy Easter. I cursed me hence we wash thee. Ah, hello, dear John. Yeah, we'll see you later on, John.
Right.
Okay, yeah, we're going down to welcome friends and visitors off the ferry, yeah. So, do you think roses on it?
Roses, right.
Oh, Jeannie Mac. Well. Oh, fantastic, yeah. Now, we'll rush up a bit, yes.
Visiting Tory begins and ends with the ferry, the island's lifeline.
is a very powerful skipper and crew and fairness. And there are mornings or days that that it's unbelievable that he'll come. But visitors have been objected recently to this type of ferry. And we can't afford the Silent to come ahead without the visitors either.
Hi, hello. Neela Faltarov, welcome. Oh, dear, Neela Faltarov, yeah. A thousand welcome, yeah. My goodness.
Patsy's daughter, Breda, is celebrating a significant birthday over the weekend, and guests are among the arrivals.
Hello, Patsy, welcome out.
Yeah. Oh, dear, oh, dear. Hello, Patsy.
Hands are shaken and introductions are made.
And this is Kieran Devaney from Schlager.
How do you do? Yeah.
Dr. Brian Good.
How do you do? Yeah. There's going to be a party tonight, Patsy.
Ah, oh, a deep party, yes. Yeah.
Hilary and Brian Good are like many visitors to the island. They came once and kept coming back.
Originally, actually, we came because we had an interest in the art. I'd heard of Patsy and heard of the work. And my wife used to have a little art gallery in Armagh, so she would have come and taken some of their paintings back to Armagh. And
we came here with the kids, and it was a beautiful day. And we spent time looking around the gallery, and I met Patsy then. And I saw the work, and I said, right, let's have this one, this one, this one, this one. And they said, right, that's great, that's great. And I got the work to show, and it sold pretty well. It wasn't expensive. It was lovely Irish work.
The island's small art gallery is a stone's throw from the ferry pier.
Artwork have left from here to Tokyo, out at this gallery, every day we open, we'll have this outside the gallery, the notice, both in Gaelic language, as in Canons, in Gaelic, and in English language. Now, this is a portrait of Derek Hell, the gentleman and the powerful artist that started the School of Primitive Painting on Tory Island back as far as 1956.
Patsy and Kieran met through the love of art.
I first met Patsy Dan at an exhibition up in Dublin at the United Arts Club where he was showing. I heard about the Tory School of Art, but didn't know that much about it. And when I saw the paintings, I just fell in love with them and bought two on the spot. And I just love the simplicity of the paintings.
Art helps to promote the island.
When a painting is sold in London or in Dublin or in Belfast, it's a really candle lit for us because art is powerfully respected.
The artists of Tory Island are not formally trained. Their work, known as primitive or naive painting, has become well known in the art world and is in great demand.
They're very simple. They're like a child's work, but as Patsy would tell you, like a child with a mind of a 70-year-old. Cottages, sheep grazing in fields, rugged cliffs, in a very simple style, yet very moving. The foreshore here, very simple foreshore, with the hill with the flowers growing out of it, or gorse. In the distance, the grey pier, the tower, and something which symbolises so many of the Tory School of Paintings, the little whitewashed cottages dotted across the rugged landscape. And there's always a blue sky. Maybe it's just the way they see the island and the way people like to remember it, blue skies and blue sea.
How did you hear that Prince Charles was coming, Patsy?
He visited Donegal and two of my friends gave me the opportunity of presenting a painting. So I sent the painting out and a wee note with the painting from a king to the future king. He will go to the Derek Hill Sut, as we will always call it, and would like to sit down and for an hour or two and paint a portrait of Derek Hill there, you know. Yes, they were great friends. Yes.
Patsy and Kieran head out from West Town across the island for Derek Hill's hut, a tiny building on the edge of the island.
So thank you, Patrick.
Lovely day, isn't it?
Yeah, lovely day, Patrick, yeah.
It's a rocky road, Patsy.
You can say that, and it's a hell of a road to the lighters too. And it's unfair on the island, on the community, and unfair on visitors as well.
A young islander is driving the friends to the isolated observation post where the artistic mentor of Prince Charles came to paint.
Oh, jeez, Patsy, jeez, we're sorry. I mean, this road many travels on it.
The track leading to the hut is unpaved and full of potholes.
Oh, jeez, sorry, Patsy. You shouldn't... I request you to stop down there. I request you.
I'll pick you up here 10 minutes ago. Is that long enough?
As long as there'll be in time for the boat.
Aye, no problem.
That's lovely, man. Please, Patty, watch your garage. Watch the car.
Since Derek Hill died 18 years ago, Patsy Dan has kept the hut as a living memorial to the artist.
Well, dear Derek Hill went up and down often enough on this rough path.
He takes pride in showing visitors around what was once a secret Irish contribution to Britain's war in the North Atlantic.
We're on the transatlantic route, so that it was great for the British to pinpoint them down whenever a convoy of Germans would go past Tory Island. Then to go out and torpedo them, you know.
When you're at the hut, it really does feel a bit like being on the edge of the world.
And as you see, what a lovely view. That's now Horn Head, and a distance there, about 16 miles from us, roughly. That's then, behind Horn Head, is Dunfermline and Portumbaugh. Then that's Farnhead then, and then Inister Hall. So standing here now, on a lovely day, I mean, where could you get such a view of hundreds of miles of Donegal coastline? Derek Hill came out to 1956 to stay on the island, and then have heard about this hut and saw it and said it would be ideal. He loved the island so much, you know, and would have been up at 6 o'clock in the morning, especially in the month of August. And the islanders was very good to him, so he was in retard. And we used to bring up mackerels that he loved very much, and we used to bring up milk and eggs. He wasn't long on the island until he reckons that the Tory Island rocks changed colours faster than any other rocks on any other island. He would come specially down from the hut on a Sunday night to be along with the Tory community to dance the waves of Tory. Yes, yes. Now, welcome, Poncha.
Inside the hut, it's as if Derek Hill had never left.
So, Prince Charles will sit here now and will get down the photograph of Derek Hill, and he will be able to paint a photograph here. This will be his little pantry. He used to fry there and cook mackerels that he loved over any other fish of the sea, mackerels, and he used to fry them there, yeah. And when we would look up from the village, it was absolutely delightful to see that he had that there was light in the hut here, you know. So that's our important visit to Derek Hill's hut. Now, thank you.
On the way back to Westtown, the two friends talk about the King's early life and the mother he never knew. Because Patsy wasn't born in Tory Island, he was fostered there as a child.
I suppose I was on the list, if that's the way to put it, in Dublin, you know, that there would be many for us, for America or for anywhere in Ireland or any family that would take us on board. So three young girls and a boy, children, was adopted to the island 10 years before I was adopted. We were loved very much on the island and very welcomed on the island, and it was the best homes ever for all four or five of us, you know, and we were very lucky. I never found out anything about my father or mother.
It's Easter Saturday night, and before his daughter's significant birthday party at the social club, there's another important stop for Patsy. Whenever he's there, Patsy plays accordion and sings during the Mass. The population of Tory Island in the 2011 census was 144, a small but significant increase on recent years. But many younger islanders have been forced to seek work on the mainland or further afield in Britain, North America and Australia. Many of them are home for Easter and at Mass this evening. There is no longer a permanent priest on the island. The visiting cleric is Father Sean O'Gallagher.
It's very much a flying visit for me. Very often, you know, I come in and say the Mass and bring the Eucharist to a few of the older people and out again, you know. So it's very, very unfortunate that there's no priest on the island. It's breaking a very, very long tradition. At that Mass, Patsy, it's kind of the one-man choir. He sang a hymn or two, and then he had his melodeon with him and played a tune or two, and I think that's very much typical of the man, isn't it, really? Kind of that he's been wonderful altogether in his fight against his illness and the great spirit that he has. And as I said, to be here today and to be singing and playing away jovially there bears great testimony to his great, great, indomitable spirit.
The King of Tory is very open about his battle with cancer. A year after being diagnosed, Patsy feels he is at last making progress.
Yeah, I should have my gloves on because I get pins and needles on, because over the chemo, I get pins and needles on my hands, you know. But great change from the first six chemos. Great change from the six chemos I'm receiving now. Not as severe on my body.
On the walk back from the church, Patsy remembers what it was like here in the old days.
See the, our boats hauled up here, and we used to call them half deckers. And I can tell you, it was really an odd, treacherous journey to the mainland, with some difficulties, of course, during the winter time. And we would look forward to the summer. That's all we had for the summer, just about 2 months, roughly July and August. I could go down the pier to welcome not the type of visitors that's coming now, but our own people that married away. Farming, fishing, and a lovely traditional way of life. That's almost all gone, you know.
The island community has made significant progress in services for tourism, education and health. And the King is looking forward to a brighter future.
There's lots of cheerful things now as well, yes, on the island, yes, with the hotel now and with the gallery and with the social club and with the castle and what have you, and our little chapel up here, which we're very proud of. And then, as you look right there, the health centre, you know, which is a powerful health centre. Then the college, you know. I mean, we didn't know anything about those things, really, very little. Now it's absolutely booming, you know.
Patsy's back in the social club where his daughter Brita's significant birthday party is underway.
There's room on the floor for more.
The party is packed full of friends and relations.
Don't be shy.
All visitors are made welcome.
Yep, dumpy ladies are over there in the corner and they just cry their bread after.
Although Tory isn't the easiest spot to get to, the people who do make it out here find a special place.
There's a curtain here into another world, I think. A veil, everything. It's so easy to believe in all the mythologies as well, you know, the mists and the spells and all of this, because the mist just swirls in. There is a magic here.
What about Patsy Down the King?
Oh, longest unbroken monarchy in Europe, isn't it? I think he's a brilliant ambassador for the island.
I just wanted to come to be on an island and cut myself off from humanity, and I found humanity here.
It's remote. It's beautiful, and it's one of the friendliest places I've ever been in.
And that's going later. Thank you all for making such an effort. For Mil Mil Wife Assistance in Winchester's
office.
I hope you enjoy the night. Thank you.
The party for Patsy's daughter Brita goes on long into the night.
Away they are, for all the sunshine down the road. A little bird.
Easter Sunday morning on Tory, and a tradition not seen elsewhere in Ireland for a long time is about to get underway. The Easter Parade. The band will stop to play outside the houses of older people on the island, those who can no longer get out and about. The Easter parade rituals almost certainly predate Christianity. The islanders are mainly Catholics, but in the past they haven't been afraid to invoke the old ways. That's not the sound of a church bell, but the bell from a British warship, HMS Wasp. The story goes back to 1884, The islanders were warned by British officers that the ship would be sent out to collect unpaid taxes owed to an English landlord.
He said, we're here on serious business. The landlord is in trouble with money, thousands, and we have to come out. We are going to collect now rent and taxes on the islanders. And he says, they're unwilling to pay, he says, and we have to come out in force. So the islanders said, we will be here in force for them. Now, on Tory, they reckoned there was a cursing stone stronger and more of a cursing stone, powerfully than any other cursing stone.
These cursing stones went back to pagan times and were believed to have magical properties. When HMS Wasp headed for Tory on a foggy night, the islanders deployed the stone.
Three men around, out on every point, carrying the stone and requesting the curse. And it went down below the lighters there. So the British have claimed that this lighter's light wasn't on and that it was foggy and so on. Of course, you would expect them to say that, but the three men that carried the cursing stone, they believe that it was the curse of the cursing stone that got them to the bottom.
And how many people drowned?
50. 50 was drowned. So all washed along the Donegal shoreline, and it buried up at the Commonwealth Graveyard here at the north side of Tory Island Lighters, yes.
The story ends when the local priest threw the cursing stone into the sea. During Patsy's lifetime, the island's population has come under threat again.
In 1974, we were nearly goners. We hadn't a helicopter service, we hadn't a ferry service, we had no hotel, we had nothing.
By 1981, it seemed the authorities were encouraging people to leave. Depopulating Tory was making the news.
Less than a fortnight ago, Donegal County Council offered 10 families from Tory houses here in this new council estate at Falcarra on the mainland. 51 people are directly involved in the offer, but the decision whether they go or whether they stay involves all the people of Tory Island.
A much younger Patsy Dan was speaking 40 years ago on behalf of his community.
The atmosphere is that, that's not good at all, definitely not good, and it's a very, very, we have very unhappy times indeed. It's our future on Tory Island.
Some families did move to the mainland, but most stayed, and the island community survived and remained defiant.
And we said to the government, look here now, you better not do that, carry out that operation anymore on us.
In recent years, more children have been born in the island.
It raised my heart when I see that mothers had given birth to 8 children here about 5 or 6 years ago. Now, 4 or 5 of those mothers now are going to give a birth again. So the population is going up and not every island community can claim that.
It's the summer of 2017. Kieran Devaney is back on Tory Island for another visit to the King. The last throat remedy hasn't worked and Kieran is hoping Patsy will have another one. Damien Coleman, who runs the hotel bar, has a bit of news about the possible visit of Prince Charles to the island. The appearance of some men in suits.
We kind of figured out that there was something funny about these guys because the island was full of, tourists and people enjoying the sunshine and drinking pints. And these 4 guys turned up and they were dressed in suits and very standoffish, weren't given any information, yes and no answers. And we kind of knew that, they were here on official business. And then we later kind of figured out that they were checking the place out for security for Prince Charles. They just, walked around, looked around the island, checked the place out and left again on the evening ferry.
In spite of the reconnaissance mission, Charles and Camilla didn't get to Tory in 2017.
The royal couple were flown into Kilkenny this morning amid tight security.
They journeyed south to Kilkenny instead.
Sorry, we've got in your way with the shopping.
And then the prince met the king, or King Henry Shefflin to be exact.
To play a bit of hurling.
He gave the slitter a good smack.
It seems the prince got the wrong king.
So what did you think when he went to see the king of Kilkenny?
Yes, well, I could hardly believe that there is any other king in Ireland. I received a letter from the British embassy saying that his engagements was too heavy this time, but that he has Tory definitely on his mind to come.
June 23rd, midsummer, or St. John's Eve, and traditional bonfires are blazing across Tory Island. The fire outside the social club is piled high with wooden pallets, old furniture and box of timber. Patsy has the honour of lighting the bonfire.
One, two, three, and a tree.
Using a blowtorch.
Come on.
Patsy and Kieran are joined around the fire by the singer Sean Kane.
Well, so far it's great. The bonfires are burning bright. I think this is about the fourth or fifth one I've looked at. It's a great night, St. John's night. It's a kind of a special night for me. It's my mother's birthday. So I won't forget her birthday or St. John's night with the two of them together. Yeah. So we're out on the island for the weekend and making the best of it. As you can hear, the music is going strong in the club and I'd say the session will be striking up fairly soon.
Back in the club, Sean Kane has set Patsy thinking about his real mother.
It's too late for me now to find out when my mother and father are dead. Do I know any of relations? They never, never released anything. I have trouble up to today finding had I any relations. What is it to use of me now finding out that my mother is dead and gone? And all I want now is to stand on the grave. But will I ever find that out?
But now it's time for a ceilidh, where the islanders waltz around tables piled high with plates of lobster, sea trout and shellfish to the sound of fiddles and accordions which will play on till the dawn. Little did Patsy Dan and the islanders realise that before St. John's Eve came around again, their existence would be threatened once more. And just like the story of HMS Wasp, the threat would come from the sea. A new contract awarded for the Island Ferry Service means the islanders have been offered a 40-year-old boat to replace their current lifeline to the mainland. It's February 2018, and the King of Tory Island leads his people up Kildare Street in Dublin to the centre of power, Leinster House. Everyone wants to hear from and talk to Patsy Dan, media, friends and politicians. Patsy is the consummate communicator. Oscailga and in English.
The owner, but the ferry is too old, you know, and it's magi sacri, you know.
Supporters of the island are out in force.
There are at least 200 people here at the moment. It's a great turnout and it's a great sign of solidarity and support for the people of this extraordinary place.
We're here to come out in support of the Tory Islanders in the need for a proper communication service. You need to be able to get into the island and out of the island.
What I think is the island deserves a good boat anyway. Those people coming in and out, even for hospitals and for with their children and everything else, it's an important part of their life. Like, I think those people deserve a ferry, and I certainly like a good boat under me when I'm going out there again. It's not the waters to be a trifle with, I think, you know, it's rough seas.
And perhaps nurtured by Patsy, there's a new generation of islanders willing to fight for their future.
I left the island when I was 18 to go to college, but Tory is my home, first and foremost my home. It's breaking my heart and our whole community's heart to see what is becoming of the place. We're not being given the proper services. It's 2018. We should be given a boat that is purpose-built. We don't have any shelter at all. We're getting the full swell of the Atlantic. We need a boat that can handle it, and the one they're giving us just is not suitable.
Within an hour of the protest starting, Donegal TD Pearse Doherty is inside the chamber, making the islanders' feelings known to the Taoiseach.
From Tory Island to come to Dáil Éireann to speak to politicians, to have their voices heard.
Thank you,
Deputy. Will you make 5 or 10 minutes of your time today available to meet with them and listen to their genuine, real concerns?
Thank you, Deputy Taoiseach.
I won't be able to meet them today, unfortunately, Deputy. As you know, I'm here in the chamber for the next number of hours, and after that I have appointments that were made 6 and 7 weeks ago, which I can't cancel. I'm informed by the Department of Culture.
The islanders begin the long journey home with news of an urgent review and the promise of a new purpose-built ferry. The summer of 2018 will be remembered on Tory for some beautiful weather. Visitor numbers are up and the island now has two ferries and the promise of a purpose-built vessel. Patsy Dan still hasn't ruled out a visit from the future King of England. He's also hoping 2018 will be the year he finds out the identity of his real mother. Kieran's throat problems have turned out to be serious. He and Patsy now have an illness in common. And Patsy's condition is becoming more challenging.
They have found a shadow on my lung, and I'm receiving six chemos. Now I have the fifth over me, and if the sixth one has any bearings on the shadow on my lung, then I don't think I will have to go through another six.
Now he has a new battle to fight. And Patsy Dan Rogers, the last King of Ireland, knows it will be the battle of his life.
Are you worried about dying?
Am I worried about dying? I'd say that in my last few minutes when it comes, that I won't. I'm hoping that I won't, you know. Because I don't see why I should be worried, because millions have left the world without being worried.
What legacy will you leave behind?
What legacy will I leave behind? My art, I suppose. And my dear wife comes before that, and my family, and then my art and my music, yeah, and my dear community. Thanks a million for coming to Tory, yeah.
No more.
We hope to meet you again at some time.
Yeah.
All the best now. Thanks a million.
Okay, thanks very much.
Did you enjoy yourselves?
We did, surely, yeah.
All the best, Brian. No, all the best.
Thanks again for
No, thanks again. Thanks again, yeah. All the best now, yeah. Yeah. So, please, God, we'll meet again.
Yeah.